Are you famous, RJ?
All right, we can deal with it. We can see it.
Yeah, man.
Ready, man.
All right. So first of all, congratulations, man. You are one of the man them who are hold up the banner of Ghana reggae. Big up yourself, Sarji.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, bro.
All right. So everybody, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, social media is ablaze with your information about your new album, which you just released the other day and did a show to go with it. The Reality Check album. Tell me about that.
Yeah, man, you know, the Reality Check album is a very long-awaited album. You know, it's an album that has been in mind for a very long time. But just this February, I decided to establish it, you know, in real terms, you know. And on the 23rd of February, inside Bukom Square, the Reality Check album happened. You know, it was very great. We started with the cleanup exercise on Friday, a cleanup exercise which was led by Ni Osabu Akwe II, the chief of Sotuom and the Mpese royal family, you know, and in the same Friday evening, stage and equipment got started setting up. So early on Saturday morning, everything was set, you know, and in the evening of the Saturday, the 23rd of February, we kept it blazing. It was very fantastic as far as the settings, the instruments and the lighting and everything was concerned. It was a full blast, my brother.
Amazing. So first of all, you are one man who I realize don't just talk about something, but you give the example about the thing you're talking about. Example is that you started the whole thing with a cleanup exercise, and that's one of the things I hear you talk about, social issues.
Yeah man, because the place is Bukom. You know, and you know, sanitation is very important around the Bukom area because they don't have place where normally they send their refuse and all them thing to. So we did the cleanup exercise as an awareness as what we can give back to the community. You know, yeah, man, we brought a van there for people to bring their rubbish that they have to put in the van, clean their surroundings and everything, because we don't want people to come to the area and the area is not clean, because the concept is about reality check.
Why did you choose Bukom though? Why you choose Bukom?
Yeah, because the Bukom is a place where we thought they needed that education, and there is also a park, you know, a park, and it's also in central Accra where it's very accessible. It doesn't matter where you are coming from, because where Bukom is, you can easily get transport to where you come from. So strategically, we considered all these things and chose Bukom Park.
Nice. So tell me about the album itself. How many tracks they upon it? What kind of songs they upon it? Why? What's the theme of the album?
Yeah, the album itself is called Reality Check Album. And I chose Reality Check because I think, you know, I know that the reggae platform has been always used as a platform to address the problems and their solutions. The problems of the people. So Reality Check is something that has been on my heart. You know, worldwide, we all need to check reality, because reality is what there is, and especially our own people, where religion and a lot of illusion has blinded them. You know, we decided to put it in song, Reality Check, for the people to check that humans must be practical, you know, and we must be able to face, because people love to go to church, to go and say, I receive it, and then they receive nothing. You know, our people are not practical, you know, they feel like life is going to be a miracle where they are going to be rich. But we use the musical platform to educate them that success can only come as a result of hard working, irrespective of which religious affiliation you belong, whether you are a Christian, Muslim, a pagan. We wanted them to know that success is not a religious affair, you know, it's a hard working thing. So basically, that is why we chose the Reality Check album, you know, to address our people through
nice.
The music.
Nice. So how many songs are on the album?
It's 20 songs. 20.
20 songs?
Yes.
Ooh. So we know you for some killer tunes. This album...
Yeah, man.
Go through.
Yeah. You know, it's most of the songs are based on social commentary, you know, because... We realize that that is the only platform where we can address the issue with them. So most of the song, the first track, which is Craving for War, is talking about global war, where the leaders of the world are investing more into ammunitions and doesn't put the welfare and the well-being of the masses into consideration. You know, and Alter the Race, which is the track two, I featured Conqueror Jah Vibes, another rising reggae star from Ghana. Alter the Race, you know, talking about how most of I and I are sidelined. It's not only the music fraternity, you know, a lot of people are sidelined in their workplace, in a lot of places. So Alter the Race, you know, I have a song called Reggae Music. You know, so Kandewu, which is addressing most of the problems in Ghana, what politicians are taking our resources for, you know, instead of negotiating for our resources to be able to take care of us, they are just playing around it. We get 3% for our gold, we get 10% for our oil. You know, so we put all these things in a song, you see that thing? Mm. So it's all about social commentary. Most of the song is addressing the social issues and the solutions of our motherland Ghana, which I know you know most of them already.
Yeah, wicked. So one thing though, reggae music in Ghana is not the easiest to produce, you know, through the patronage and the way the lack of airplay and all of that. You are one of the rare example who has not given up. You still keep going and you keep making it bigger every time. How do you sustain?
Oh, bro, we know Ghanaians love reggae, but is it the hypocrisy of the industry players? Ghanaians love reggae very much. Because, bro, you know, even when you were in Ghana, you know, we love culture, we love steeples, we love everything. But establishing our own Ghanaian industry is what the hypocrisy has been around. When people open new radio stations, they use reggae music as test transmission in Ghana. You know, you see the thing. You know, because the people love it. Rocky Dawuni has been to Grammy. Stoneboy, with his reggae merit, was able to go to Summer Jam and has performed on a lot of bigger reggae platforms. So reggae is a new thing now in Ghana, but it's the hypocrisy of the industry players who are trying to divert the whole business, especially diverting the birthright of the thing, you know, trying to create their own face of reggae. That has been the problem. But apart from that, Ghana love reggae music because reggae music addresses the problems. Reggae music is the only music that put value on our culture. Other than other music that talk about fantasy and fallacies, reggae music is the only music that brings balance between the rich and poor. So people love it, but it's just the hypocrisy of the industry players trying to create their own face of reggae that has created the problem, as if reggae is not big in Ghana, but it's very big on the ground.
But how do you sustain it though? How are you able to find the resources to produce your music and all of that? Because it's not cheap to go to the studio and things like that. It's not cheap to hold a concert like you just did.
It's not, but you know, out of my consistency, most of the producers like Zap Mallet, Crown the Beach, Granny Beach, you know, they believe in us, you know, they know that we can do it. So with a little bit of negotiation, they come in and we do the worst. It's not easy to even bring one song, master a song, but Osajifo has always been consistent, you know, and we've been on the forefront. So a lot of people have started realizing what I am doing and they are happy and ready to be part of it. That is what has been keeping me going and sustaining me.
Nice one. So what's your management like? What's your management like?
So far, I don't have a management. I'm doing it with my crew. You know, I have an organization called the Reggae Network Ghana. Mm. You know, Reggae Network Ghana. So it's crew and crew. I'm open for management though. But for now, I know that I still have to do it myself. Use the basic links that I have with my people. I have man like Jagold. We have an organization called Reggae Network Ghana, which we established because we realized that Musician Union of Ghana was not giving the reggae music enough attention. Because, you know, Musician Union of Ghana deal with all the genres, like high life, jazz, and all those things. So they are not giving the reggae music the needed attention that it needs. Or in the name of thinking reggae music is not a Ghanaian thing, you know. But I and I set up the Reggae Network Ghana, and we have a lot of youth on board. So basically, we are using the channel of communication we've created through establishing that organization to keep us going. But for now, I don't have an established management, but I have my crew, basically, which I work with.
Nice. So what does the future look like for Sajifo?
Yeah, the future is bright, you know, because the Reality Check album was a great success, you know, and you know, in the music business, you must always set up all these things to create your relevance in the business. So the Reality Check album is an album that I did to show the people that Ostazifo is still relevant in the reggae fraternity in Ghana, and also to show the rest of the world that Ostazifo is ready for international reggae business. So it's adding up to my profile, you know, to be able to send my proposals around and look for gigs and things. So after the album launch, we are not going to leave it there. Consistent promotion is going to follow up, and we know the future is bright.
I think you should really get your works out there to the bigger platforms outside Ghana, you know, because I think your thing done, man. I think your thing ready for all the big jams outside of Ghana, you know?
And it's true, and that is what I skip, because we don't only focus on Ghana, because, you know, reggae music is an international thing. The only genre that has international connection is reggae music. Her life is for Ghana. Juju is for Nigeria. But when it comes to reggae, we have a global network. Japan reggae, German reggae, Ghana reggae. It's a universal language, which all of them talks about international morality, expressing human rights and justice, you know, addressing the problem of those who have been intimidated, you know, speaking for the downtrodden and the underprivileged. So reggae music has a great future, you know, and it's big internationally. That is the reason why we are still holding on, because we know it's not just a Ghanaian thing, but it's a global thing.
Nice one. Big up yourself, Saji, and keep doing what you're doing, man, because Ghana and the world at large is a society which needs checking on. The reality check must not stop. Before you go, give us some freestyle, man.
Okay, listen to this one. Ostazifo is my name. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a gangster. I'm just a simple entertainer. Conversing about Mama Africa. Everybody cry for me. Everybody send for me. Everybody shout for me. My music is a remedy. Men not fancy. Men not greedy. Confess with the mighty. What a sweet melody. Freedom from jealousy. No jollivity. Respect humanity. She say them a follow me. Them say them check for me. No say me are ready. Them say them want me. Everybody know me. Ostazifo is my name.
Boom, I'm not sound Ostazifo. Boom, 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 son. Yeah, man. Big up, big up, big up. Give thanks, Ostazifo.
Give thanks, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank and we're looking much, forward man. To more of the works, you know?
All right. Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
Bless up, soldier. Bless
give
up.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Well, boom. Straight up.